At soundgorillas.co.uk, we do podcasts. We do comedy sketches. We do audio dramas. We don't do drugs. We don't do shoe aglet repair. We don't do finance or accounting. And we especially won't do anything for love. Definitely not that. We don't buy children cigarettes. We do radio dramas, voiceovers, radio jingles and radio adverts. But we don't do camping supplies and bedding. Sorry about that. Have a look at what else we do at soundgorillas.co.uk. This podcast contains strong language and adult humour. How are you?
All right.
Good?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound... I first thought, sounds positive, and I thought, oh no, hang on.
No, it's...
Very...
It's fine. I'm all right.
Cool. We haven't really got any features planned, have we?
But I think it's fine. I think, like, this first episode, it's going to be like a recap of the 30-hour show.
Yeah.
And just easing in with, like, a couple of bits. And then it's like a kind of soft launch episode.
Yeah.
It's kind of series... It's like an introduction to series three, kind of, sort of.
If we'd thought about it, it could have been a clip show. I'm dying
already.
Or it
could have been a musical episode.
Yeah.
Like they do on The Simpsons.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh, podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah, I was thinking Simpsons when I was clip show. I think I got popcorn in my throat. Hang on, I need to gargle it out.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for that.
I don't think that works.
You need to eat some bread. Go eat some dry bread.
I'm in the kitchen.
Oh, of course you are.
Yeah, because I do that when Ruby's down. There, that's not a back slice. Yeah, have you got a name for the back slice of the bread, the last slice?
Well, we won't like leave the last crust of bread. We will leave both crusts of bread, so both end crusts.
I've always called it a back slice, or if it's at the front, a front slice.
That, you're so weird.
And I know for your parents used to call it a knobby.
A knobby.
Yeah. Yes. Shall we do a podcast?
Yes.
Yay.
Excuse me.
That was the start of the podcast. Zoe fell there.
That was rude. Sorry about that.
Welcome to the podcast.
Good welcome.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Hi, it's a podcast.
Hi.
Hi. I am Johnny Robinson.
And I'm Zoe Fell. Hello. Good welcome.
Good welcome.
I think good welcome might be a new thing for me.
Yeah?
I like it.
I think we phased out listen to the podcast and smile.
Oh, just as it was getting good.
I know. And then we did the big podcast.
Yeah, we did.
For a couple of days.
That was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. And then we're back on doing series three. Whoop.
There it is.
That wasn't an orgasm.
Oh.
I was just re-quoting you from another time.
You'll have to find that now.
Well,
and put it in so it makes sense, if you can, which by the sounds of it, you can't because you've lost everything. Explain yourself, Johnny.
Right, so we had a missing podcast, but unfortunately that went missing.
No, you said we had a missing podcast. We had a podcast.
We were going to call it the missing podcast because we did the big podcast, and then we were going to say that because we didn't have time to edit, well, I didn't have time to edit it up before the big podcast, I decided that I was going to leave it till after the big podcast, and then we'll release it sometime in between finishing that and starting this one, and calling it the missing podcast. But what happened was that it went missing. Well, my side went missing. So we've got a Zoe podcast all by herself. And the reason for that is because I had no hard drive space left on my computer or on my hard drive. So I've deleted all of the original sessions, which I think came to something like 100 gig or something.
Wow.
I needed to get rid of not only just the stuff that we'd edited in Pro Tools, but also the stuff that was sent via WeTransfer and saved on the computer elsewhere. So that was more space. That was like probably another 100 gigs. So I just wiped it all and started again. And the problem is when I wiped the sessions out, I must have accidentally wiped out the final one, which was done in a different editing software because I lost my editing software key.
You didn't have a very good time of it, did you?
And then it went missing. It all went to shit. So I was like, oh, fuck this. I'm just going to delete it all.
Fuck this. It's all gone to shit. Brilliant.
And also, that should be the phrase. If things don't go to plan, fuck this. It's all gone to shit. So thank you very much. Welcome to the new podcast. Hooray!
Footigats. Footiagats. Hashtag FTIAGTS. There you go. That's the new hashtag for the podcast.
Yes.
FTIAGTS.
Yeah, now we just need to actually remember to use that hashtag, just like whatever the one was, the big podcast was. We kind of did for the first 10 hours or whatever and then forgot about it.
It's because no one was using the hashtag, that's why.
No.
Hey, was there a follow-up from the Swindon advertiser?
No.
Were there mistakes rectified?
No.
Oh.
Should I check what the world record people have said so far?
Oh, yeah.
Because, right, so what happened, and I was kind of a bit annoyed, and I've not really necessarily explained this on a podcast, so I will do it now.
Okay.
We applied for the award. Now, they came back to us 4 days after we recorded it, saying, oh, we've all got stuff ready set up for your recording. Right, thanks. Brilliant. We did it 4 days ago. And then they said, oh, sorry about the delay. Here is the set of rules you have to stick to.
Right.
And it's like, right, well, we did it 4 days ago. And then they said, sorry for the delay.
What were the set of rules they sent us? I imagine we adhered to none of them.
No, we did. We adhered to all of them, in fact.
Really?
Very strangely. I factored in some of the things they might have said.
Right.
And basically, all they said they wanted, really, was a recording of us, a recording of the timings of when we talked, which is pretty simple. This is what they sent me in the first place. So we went for the world record of longest podcast.
Right.
Now, they replied to us saying that it couldn't be the longest world's longest podcast. We could only apply for the world's longest webcast.
Right.
Now, a webcast is not a podcast.
And a podcast is also not a radio show.
No. I said, hi, I applied for this in January. We've done the attempt now.
When we've can done I, it now.
When can I expect to hear back? That was on the 8th of June.
Right.
Right, so on the...
When did we do the podcast? Was it the 5th and 6th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right, so on the 9th, she said, we do not open titles to specific podcasts for that reason. The record itself is based on an action which is basically a webcast done online. We have sent you the confirmed guidelines. If you have followed everything to your attempt, you'll just need to submit the evidence. We have this record divided into two categories, depending on which type of podcast you made. Uninterrupted live webcast, audio only, or longest uninterrupted live webcast video.
Right.
I was like, this is just daft. Like, right. Like, it's like what we did was not a webcast. We could have done a live radio show, but we didn't do a radio show necessarily. It was just that our recording session was just being sent out on live so people right. could interact. So I said, hi, thanks for the reply. Unfortunately, we didn't get the rules until after we did the podcast. And although we did hold the records for times and everything, in brackets, luckily with the worry that we'd not heard back from you, we took every possibility into account. Our attempt was 30 hours, as we were on the basis of a podcast and not a webcast, as they are two different things. As a recent radio production graduate...
Johnny.
We were taught that there is a difference between...
I can't believe you sassed Guinness.
We're taught that there is a difference between a webcast and a podcast, along with the way that they are consumed by the listener. Although we did broadcast the recording session of the podcast, and it was live online, it was the actual downloadable pre-recorded program, which is the record we're attempting, as podcast is not a webcast. According to the Oxford Dictionary...
Oh my God.
According to the Oxford Dictionary, a podcast is a digital audio file made available on the internet for downloading to a computer or a portable media player, typically available as a series, new installments of which can be received by the subscribers automatically. And then it's got the link of the Oxford Dictionary. A webcast is defined by its live broadcast streamed on the web. as the Oxford Dictionary states.
I would have just written you off as a total arsehole at this point.
A video broadcast of an attempt transmitted across the internet and link. As we produced audio files which are posted online via our website and only used the webcast as a tool so listeners can see and hear us as we record and send in messages, we would ask that the definition of the two be recognised. Kind regards, Johnny Robinson.
I'm an arse, Johnny Robinson.
Yeah. Their reply...
I'm cringing so hard.
Hello, Johnny. I've been out of the office for quite a bit of time. I'm back in now.
Hi, Johnny. I went to see management about your email and they all agree you're a total arsehole. Please never contact us again.
Upon talking to management...
Oh my God! I was joking!
In discussion as to why we do not have a category for Just Podcast, I'm currently trying to clarify the final decision made... And we'll be able to update you early next week, which early next week happened 3 weeks ago.
Right.
Unfortunately, all our offices are around the world, and we need to have a complete agreement of all offices before we make a change in the category. We will, however, be able to update you early next week, as again, if we allow for the change in category. So, that's what I've heard.
Right.
Now, if they don't get back to me, I think still officially we have the world's longest podcast.
We can't just claim it if we don't have a certificate from
them. But nobody does, though. And the thing is, we're the only one that can be found and downloaded. So if you type in world's longest podcast on the internet, you get us.
You know I'm going to try this, right?
Yeah, go on then.
It'd be really awkward if it doesn't work. It would help if I could spell worlds.
How long has it took you to write world?
Fuck off. You've missed this. Oh, brilliant.
Tell the world what the first link is.
The fucking Swindon Advertiser. So, hey, we're also weirdly enough on the Telegraph and Argus.
Are we?
Yeah, but it's the exact same article.
Oh, that's because they're owned by the same company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but were we... Hey, do you reckon we were in the Telegraph and Argus then?
I don't know. Oh, there's a podcast. There's a comment on it.
On what?
On the article. On the Telegraph and Argus.
Get alive.
Oh. Amazing.
Hey, that means though...
Someone read it.
Yeah, but we must have been on... We must have been in the Telegraph and Argus as well.
It's the same comment on both websites, so I think it's literally just copied. Children ate trodden cereal from floor and chewed cardboard at Swindon Nursery.
Is that on the same thing?
Yeah. Big news in Swindon.
The big news at the moment in Swindon is the traffic thing near Morrison's where they've just built.
Right.
Because Morrison's is the new tourist attraction in Swindon.
Of course it is.
Yeah, and they've took away the traffic lights, put one of those assisted, not, you know, just like ones that you're supposed to think about before you cross.
I was fully expecting you to say assisted suicide and I don't know why.
What assisted suicide crossing? I suppose that's what my friend Mills would call it. Yeah, so apparently, like, and blind people are annoyed with it now because they're having problems trying to find out when to go.
I get that with the toilet sometimes as well. Jokes. So, I suppose we should bring people up to speed with what happened in the 30-hour podcast.
Woo!
Things we have... Oh, good.
There we go.
Good,
that
thank
one.
You. Hey. Things we have never claimed to be. Number one, professional.
Yeah.
Number two, on time.
Tom Clark of Tone Radio, station manager. Computer system... Hello. Sorry, this computer system decided it was not going to... it just was going to crash at 1 minute.
At 1 minute to nine, I was it's 9 o'clock.
You mean the Johnny... music playout system thing?
Yes.
Our producer for this hour, by the way, is Rebecca Small.
Hello.
Hi,
Hello.
Rebecca. You're so chirpy.
Growing up, I was always told that you'll be able to... that the world is spinning so fast that you can't feel it move.
Uh-huh.
But then when you think about it, the Earth must be turning really slowly because there's a day, there's like 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
So I don't understand
the world is pretty big.
Yeah, but the people said that it spun quickly, but they must be lying to me.
No, it does spin quickly, but it's just in relation to how everything else in the universe spins.
Ibuprofen.
Stop saying it wrong!
Why did you say it like that? I've always wanted to ask you that.
Can you write it down?
Ibuprofen.
It's ibuprofen.
Yeah. Ibuprofen.
ibuprofen.
Where is your extra
there's no R coming in?
And then there'll be like the Wellington Monument.
Monument.
The Wellington Monument.
What in the name of all that is holy is a monument?
Zoe Fowl's not very well. She's not well.
What's wrong? Ooh, the bloat.
You got indigestion?
Yes, I do.
Yay! Zoe Fowl's not very well. Very well.
I wasn't well.
Hey, it's Joe Buckingham.
Hi, Joe Buckingham.
Hello.
Come in.
Are you good at Guitar Hero?
Well, I always find it a bit hard because I'm very used to a real guitar.
Yeah, I think that's the thing. If you're a bit rubbish at guitar, you can just go red, orange, green, blue. Yeah. Robin Smith. Who is coming later? And Fred Hart.
Robin is my hero. Isn't he working at a service station now?
Yeah.
See, we don't really need
green,
Guitar Hero.
Yellow, red, green. Yellow.
Orange.
Hang on, I've just realised.
What?
I'm wasting my life.
Yeah.
Orange, green, red. Yellow, blue, orange, blue. Red, yellow, green. Blue, blue. Red, yellow, green. Red, red, yellow, green. Blue, blue, orange, red, yellow, yellow, orange.
And Joe's album, Joe Sings the Colours, is out this
Since 9 o'clock this morning, every word we've said has been recorded and sent out to the world. We've got Robin Smith out there, and also, I don't know if Stephen's still out.
Well, he was there.
In honey pie. That's a reference off TV. Doesn't matter.
Hi, Steve.
Were you doing Mrs. Doubtfire, or was it something else?
No, it was off of a programme called Me Too.
Thank you for coming in, by the way.
Yeah. Yes. I like to see everyone.
Good.
They call me Mr. Bombastic.
Questions are hard, meant to test your brain and make you go, whoa.
Oh, Two and a Half Men stars who, Sheen?
Charlie.
Charlie, Charlie, Are You Here? Is a summoning attempt involving two...
Pencils.
Pencils could be used to write letters. What letter does the podcast begin with?
Wait, which one?
Podcast.
A P.
P turns green and smelly after eating...
Asparagus.
Asparagus sounds like a Roman name. Who was the first Caesar of Rome?
Julius.
Julius is taken from the root of July. What month comes 2 months earlier?
May.
May the Force be with you is for a quote from Star What?
Wars.
Wars are fought by...
Idiots.
Sorry, I had soldiers.
Okay. Now I've just offended anyone from any sort of
military background.
And my dad was in the Navy, so I'm really sorry, everyone.
Soldiers are pieces of bread you dip in your...
Eggs.
Eggs laid by geese contain...
Eggs.
Technically, but no.
So we're going to do the whisper challenge, which could be quite fun.
Right.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to hook you up to some music, can't hear each other, and you're going to say a sentence to each other, and then you've got to tell us what they said.
Okay.
So this is going to be fun.
Beyonce, Single Ladies.
It's like you said positive fridge.
Positive fridge? Not that. This is the last one.
Half one.
I do not like them here or there. I do not like them anywhere. I do not like green eggs and ham. I do not like them, Sam I am. I do not like them here or there.
Hi there, who's there?
Not quite.
I like.
No. Right.
Hi there.
No, stop. No. Right. I do not like them here or there.
I do not like...
them here or there.
I do not like them here or there.
I do not like them anywhere.
I do not like here where. I do not like the belly where.
Close. Anywhere. Anywhere.
Anyway.
Where. Where.
Anywhere.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like the rotten cabbage.
It's the same colour. I
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I do not like really...
green
really?
Egg. Green...
Really hairy bears?
Green.
Reed.
Green.
Real.
Green.
Green.
You know, I'm going to punch you in a second.
I do not like really...
Green.
Green.
Eggs.
I do not like green...
Eggs.
Hairs.
Eggs.
Hedge.
Eggs.
Haze.
Eggs.
Hair. Edge.
Eggs.
Hey.
How are you going back?
I don't know what that word is.
Clearly.
Eggs and ham.
And ham.
You know, you said you changed this. The first one.
Oh, God.
Ow.
Eggs and ham.
Hands, ham.
Eggs and ham.
I do not like hand ham.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
I don't like green hand ham.
I once defecated in my trousers at a family wedding. Yeah, I did. Yes, I know. Yes, I pooed myself. And I'm not lying. I have done it many times since.
We've all done it. Within my first 3 months of working at the job I work at now,
wow,
I shat myself at work.
Are you in the mood for some scatological stories? Or
I'll tell you what, Jason. We had a whole 2 hours of this.
I remember pooping on the side of a road and wiping my bottom with some small denomination rupee notes, because that's all I had to hand, so to speak.
Wipe with your left hand, shake with your right.
The Big Podcast. Bye-bye! Bye! I'll still be Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I will still be Zoe.
Say that again.
And I will still be very
well. So the things that I remember, the earliest thing I remember is Rebecca Small talking about Monument.
Yeah, that she couldn't say properly.
Yeah, and Polish biscuits as well.
Yes. I can go one step earlier than that, and it was Tom asking me about self-checkouts. That happened within like the first 20 minutes. So, well, I mean, the first thing I said was we're not professional, so that was fine. And that covered us for the whole 30 hours. There was the bit where I talked about shitting myself copious times. That was fun.
Our lecturer came in and also did the same.
That was also him coming, the first thing him doing when I saw him that morning, slapping himself on the forehead and saying cunt 3 times. Magical. Just magical. I never thought I'd see the day.
And a couple of times as well, we'd nearly fell asleep.
Well, I did fall asleep, didn't I?
On the toilet.
On the toilet.
Yeah.
Not my finest moment.
I actually nearly fell asleep when I was stood up.
Right.
Because I could feel myself, and I was like, I don't know, my eyes closed. And then I shook myself awake, like...
Right.
And that was when I realised, yeah, I need to get a drink or something.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, that's what happened there. It worked out all right, though, because you and Tom were talking when I was really lagging.
Uh-huh.
And then when you had started to struggle,
mm-hmm,
I was awake.
It was about kind of the 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock mark.
Yeah.
That I was having real trouble.
Yeah, mine was more like 7 and 8.
Yeah. We're never going to do it again.
I've already had a chat about another charity thing.
Oh, good.
Don't worry, because I don't think that involves you unless you want to.
I don't know what it is, so maybe, who knows.
Now that I came up with that one and roped you into doing it, I've left myself vulnerably open for you now to suggest something that we do.
Right, okay. I mean, I never saw it as that, but now you've put the idea of that into my head.
Oh, great, okay, sorry.
Congratulations, you're very welcome.
Well, I suppose that would be fair, but now I kind of do live in fear of it.
Why?
I promised I wouldn't do another 30-hour podcast.
Right, so a 30-hour one is not allowed.
We could break the record for the most presenters at one time, because I don't know what that is.
Right.
If you had 12 people round a table and you all did it in turns.
That would turn into such a clusterfuck of a radio show.
It would.
It would be awful.
But it could just be the world's longest game of two-word tango, I guess.
We'll consider it. Hey, are we going to do some sort of live show on The Fix at some point?
I was thinking about that. And if you don't know what The Fix is, anyone, The Fix is the Sound Gorillas radio station.
Here's a question. Have I unwittingly done a jingle for The Fix?
Yes, you have.
Right, because I was really confused because I was listening to it and I was like, I'm sure that's me.
Yeah.
When the bloody hell did I do that? So this is what, Series 3?
Yeah.
Well, this is the lead-in to Series 3. That officially makes us more successful than Twin Peaks, Pushing Daisies, Flight of the Conchords, and Spaced, because they only had two series.
Hmm, and I suppose we've got more episodes of them than them anyway.
Exactly. I mean, it doesn't matter that we commissioned ourselves.
That's just how it works here.
Yeah.
At Sound Gorillas HQ.
Yeah.
I'm currently sat under Lady Bell Towers right now, which is named after one of our co-founders, and the Robinson Basement is underneath us.
And I'm in the Dutch wing.
What, the Dutch wing of Lady Bell Towers?
Yes. You have the Swindon wing and the Dutch wing.
So anyway, that is where we are. We are broadcasting all of our stuff from here. And
we've upgraded for Series 3, guys.
It looks better than Radio 1. It's got mood lighting everywhere.
Well, I'm in the arts studio.
Yeah.
Which has got loads of art supplies so I can doodle during the podcast. And then I can just look out of my window and just see lots of attractive men. It's great.
We've got the window that looks out on the mountains.
Yes.
We're going to have to get somebody to draw this.
Yeah, it's all gone a bit Kevin Bacon shed. But no, if someone would like to send us some fan art, I mean, that would mean we need some fans.
If you know anyone who would like to be our fan, send them a link to this podcast and the old ones and tell them that you think that they would really, really love the podcast.
And they can be our official artist in residence.
And while we're talking about fans, I want to say hello to Matt Smith.
Do you?
Yes, just because I can.
Okay.
You've gone quiet. Talk to us. He has. He hasn't messaged us for, well, I think the last time I heard from him was during the big podcast.
Well, we've not done anything since the big podcast, so have you listened to all of it?
I've tried to.
But what we're doing now is we're focusing too much on former glories, and we're not looking to the future.
We've built our little village now, and now we need to go off and build another village.
Your metaphors are all over the fucking place.
Because we've already built the Series 1, and then that finished, and then we built Series 2, which is another village.
Uh-huh.
And then Series 3, the big podcast, was another village.
That was our summer holiday, the big podcast. And now we're back to kick some ass.
Like the tough motherfuckers that we are.
Quite. Here's some sad news. Bombardment is dead. That is over. That is finished with. I won.
Yes, you did. So we're going to have to think of something that replaces that.
You might not notice it. But the first series was its own thing, and then the second series was its own thing, and so we need this new series to be its own thing. And I think what we've decided is that Series 3 is going to be a lot about collaboration and working with a lot of new people to get it to be something pretty special and cool.
Again, like Series 2, it's going to be very much throwing things at the wall and seeing what sticks.
Yes. But I think we've got to our stride, and I would hope that by Series 3. Right, shall we do some facts?
Time for fact cock.
Facts cock. The right nose cock like a fact cock.
Let us get it out.
Time to get all the facts.
Ooh, ooh, there's a fact over there. Ooh, ooh, and it just don't care. Ooh, ooh, there's a fact over there. Ooh, ooh, there's a cock over there. Yes.
The spine of our show, the backbone of our
podcast
programming.
It's what we know you're all here to see. You're all here for the fact cocks, and I don't blame you.
Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Go on then.
Jackie Chan is a successful and classically trained opera singer, having released over 20 albums. Fact. have it.
I'm not really kind of sure what I can expect to him singing, really. I was watching Last Week Tonight yesterday.
That's the most confusing thing you've ever said.
It makes sense, though.
I know it does.
Yeah, we were watching that, and they had, apparently in North Korea, they're having a communist band, I think, coming to them. And, like, their main song was something like Death to Europe or something like that. It was like Death to Europe.
Oh, okay.
And then apparently one of the things they're doing when they get there, because they're a very heavy rock kind of screamo-ish kind of band.
Right.
I think. And one of the things that they've said that they're going to do when they get to North Korea is they are remaking the soundtrack of The Sound of Music.
Wow.
They played a clip of them singing some song, but I can't remember what it was, because earlier on I was in the street and I heard a man, a drunk man in Gloucester, singing an Alice Cooper song.
Which one?
I think it might be Poison.
Right, okay.
Sorry, carry on. Is it good?
I mean, it's Jackie Chan singing. I mean, it's inoffensive. It's fine. But basically, Jackie Chan does singing, so that's exciting, isn't it? What's your fact, Johnny?
Well, actually, I was going to ask him, if you could want him to sing any song in the world, what would it be?
Anything I say is probably going to be racist, so it's fine.
I would like to see him singing Close to You with Kermit the Frog.
Why?
I just think it would be good. I mean, Jackie Chan and Kermit the Frog.
Are you going to watch the Muppets TV show?
Where is it on?
America.
I can't get America.
America, where are you?
I can't get the America channel. Okay, my first fact is the first boxes of Crayola crayons were sold door to door. What would you buy if they offered it door to door?
Sex. Don't put that in.
Hello, fuck man here. There's the doorbell. There's the doorbell at 6:15 at night. So you know who that is.
It's the sex man.
Oh, it'll be sex man, sex man. He is the sex man.
The problem is, right, that joke's so funny, you now need to put it in the podcast, which is a shame. Well, they sell, like, Girl Scout cookies in the US, which we don't really have here. But I don't think I'd buy food from strange children.
No, if it was like an official company, then I might do. The main problem with like kids making things and selling them is that sometimes you don't know what's in them.
Well, that's true. If you had to sell something door to door, what would it be?
I'd probably try and sell my podcasts.
That's really tragic. Please, yeah. Listen to my podcast.
Yeah. I'd just be like, oh, look, please have a listen. Nobody else does. Just please do it.
Oh, that's so tragic.
No, I don't know. I had an idea for a game earlier, and oh, I might try and sell, I might make my game and then sell it door to door.
Right.
I downloaded Theme Hospital the other day.
Right.
And I got hooked to it again. And I had an idea for a game, and I don't know if it exists anymore. If it doesn't, then copyright me now. But the idea was like a supermarket tycoon.
Right.
So, or a shopping centre tycoon. So what happens is you own this shopping centre, and then you have to make as much money in this shopping centre as possible. And then what you do in it, like, you build shops, either a shop that you make or a shop that someone's come in. And actually, that would make lots of money anyway on the advertising of whose shops could be in the game.
Shopping centre tycoon gameplay.
Is that a thing?
It is.
Oh.
Sorry.
All right, theme shopping centre then.
Theme shopping centre. What is that? What?
It's the same thing, it's just a different name.
Right. I think your business plan's going to fail, unfortunately.
What about Supermarket Tycoon?
Right, I'll Google it, but I think it'll be...
Because that way you could have, like, an Asda, for instance, Asda could own the game.
Steam Workshop! Supermarket Tycoon Prototype! I told you there's no such thing as an original idea anymore.
All right, Crack House Tycoon.
Johnny!
And the idea would be, well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Will there be Whorehouse DLC?
Brothel Tycoon.
That's what a whorehouse is.
Oh, okay, I was thinking something different then. I think they would all be good ideas for games.
Okay.
Leisure Suit Larry was one. a real game?
Yes.
What about Town Centre Tycoon? It's kind of the same.
Why do they all have to be these tycoon games?
Because I'm hooked on them ones.
Right, I see.
Oh, there's Mall Tycoon. Anyway, I'm going off on one now.
You really are.
I would do that. I would make a game and then sell it door to door.
Right.
Yeah, what would you sell door to door?
Sex, obviously.
What again, different prices for different services?
I'm not going to sell myself short. You know, you have your little specialist menu as well.
Well, like a Chinese takeaway, but...
I'll have a 45, 22, and a 69. And free prawn crackers with every service. I don't know.
Yeah, that would also depend where the prawn crackers came from or what they've been made out of, because as we know from the yogurt woman...
Well, I think I'm allergic to prawns anyway, so foolish.
What happens when you eat prawns then?
Well, I don't tend to eat prawns, but if I eat prawn crackers, I tend to, like, my mouth goes a bit funny. No one wants a swollen vagina.
But you said it was your mouth that was...
Yes, but you also suggested I might be keeping the prawn crackers up my own cunt.
Okay, so that you would have to produce some in order to...
Maybe not prawn crackers then.
There's a number of images now.
Maybe breadsticks, I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
This is a really upsetting conversation.
Yeah, I was going to say the only problem you'd have with that was that if you were trying to attract someone and they thought that you had a penis, but actually it was just a bread roll.
Right.
Should we move on?
Yeah, because I don't really know what's happened here.
Whose go is it?
It's mine, amazingly.
Go on then.
In British law, your marriage can be annulled if the other person had a sexually transmitted disease when you married, and a civil partnership can be ended if your partner left you without good reason. Now, normally, I don't, like, check these facts before I do them. But I actually genuinely checked one, and that is true. If your partner had an STD when you married, then you are free to annul that marriage.
Have you seen the programme on Channel 4 at the moment?
Oh, it's Married at First Sight, isn't it?
Yeah.
I've not seen it, but I've heard, like, really good things about it.
Oh, yeah, I've not seen it, but right. My sister told me all about it.
Okay.
They only know the name or something until the wedding day.
Would you do that? I know the people that choose it are meant to be like these amazing people who are great at this sort of thing, but I don't know if I could... Like, a wedding's a big thing. Marriage is a massive commitment.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, they've got 5 weeks to... Because I think what it is, the law is like 6 weeks. And the programme is 5 weeks. So after 5 weeks, if it doesn't work out, then they can split up.
Right.
And they can get it annulled.
Did any of them have STDs, do we know?
I don't know. But I suppose that's one way, I guess. But I can't remember what it was. I think there was a rule about the annulment, but I can't remember what it was because my sister told me it and I don't remember. But if you know it's going to get annulled, or it could get annulled, I guess.
Like, does the wedding and everything, do they all pay for that?
Yeah.
Or...
Each side of the family, like, they get invited to the wedding.
Obviously, right.
But then it's the first time that the other families meet.
Oh, my God.
As well. So it's the parents meeting and the cousins and stuff like that. Which actually, that in itself could create some new sparks between people, which could lead to some sort of romantic love story that ends nicely. So in that way, I kind of think that might be a good thing. And I suppose it might be a good thing for, like, the people if it works out. But actually, if it was a straightforward, let's get married, and then, like, that's it forever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even to the point where it is, like, you can get it annulled, I kind of still think that I'd rather just marry someone that I knew I was going to stay with.
So you wouldn't go on the programme?
I don't know. I suppose it depended how I felt.
Right.
At the time. Yeah.
I'm not that desperate to be on TV. Yeah.
See, I wouldn't have done it for a TV thing. I'd have probably just gone with it because I had nothing else going on.
Right. nothing much going on. I know. Yeah. I'm getting married to a complete stranger.
Yeah, just like, let's give it a shot, see what happens. So you wouldn't do it at all then?
I don't think so, no.
No.
Like, I'd maybe go on... I got obsessed with First Dates on Channel 4 for a bit. I loved that show so much. I'd do that, I think, but also I wouldn't want the whole country and the internet scrutinising my dating abilities.
Is it my go now?
Oh, you sound like an alien. Johnny, are you there?
I am here, can you hear me?
Yes, you went all alien and weird.
Is it my go now?
Oh no, right, hang on, let me hang up and call you back very quickly. Hang on. Oh, God,
okay, you sound like
it.
You're on a voice jammer.
Stop, this is horrible. Why can't I do anything? Oh god, I'm pressing things. Right, hang on. Right, I'll call you back in a second. Are you still going? Johnny, it's not funny.
Hello. Yeah, is it my go-to?
Yes, it is.
Okay, my second fact, Cock, is Snoop Dogg is one of the voices on TomTom GPS.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Like, I think you can get Stephen Fry on that. But neither of us drive, right? So if you could have anyone being your sat-nav,
yeah,
who would you choose?
Kermit the Frog.
Really?
Hey-hoo. That was a terrible Kermit impression.
Kermit the Frog, please turn left here.
That was also shit.
Yes, it was. I can normally do it better. Hang on. Why do birds suddenly appear?
No, Yelm is much better than you. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's Miss Piggy as well. I can't do the Miss Piggy impression.
Oh, Kermit!
Oh, Kermit!
That was good. Maybe Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, like it would be cool to have like a Carmen voice kind of thing, yeah, as well. I suppose Elmo could do it for me.
Oh, really calming.
Head turn left over here.
That's really terrifying.
or a Cookie Monster as well. Any of the Muppets.
Right, okay.
Turn left here. There was Cookie. And then like...
That's awful. And then at least we're not going to get sued for doing these voices.
I can normally do it better. It's just I haven't got the volume space. But yeah, I think it would just be really cool if, like, a Cookie Monster GPS took you to the nearest cookies.
Brilliant.
And even if you told it to take you somewhere, it would just take you to the nearest cookie place.
Right. Do you think Snoop Dogg's just takes it to the nearest weed dealer?
Or the nearest grocery store where you can get some gin and juice?
That's a much better joke. Put that in instead of what I said. Is it my go?
It is your go.
$634 is the top prize for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire in Venezuela due to their economic crisis. Slightly tragic, but a fact.
What's going on in Venezuela?
A load of not good things.
Is there a war on?
It's just an economic crisis at the moment, which may have been due to that sort of thing happening.
So my final fact, Cock, is that Google hired a camel to create a street view of the desert.
That's fucking brilliant.
Would you just not have to put sand, though?
But you'd know. Like, I don't... Unless this is all a big ruse and it's just, oh, we'll just fill, like, a swimming pool with sand and make it look like we've actually done street view.
Well, like, surely it would just mean someone pressing copy and paste for a few hours.
Longer than that.
Yeah.
The desert is fucking massive.
No one's going to notice that, though, from... You could just loop it.
Maybe what your job this week should be...
Yeah.
...is to go through the Sahara Desert on Google Earth...
Yeah.
...and see if there are any differences.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it be really weird if you saw someone... Well, actually, no, there's two things now in my head. The first thing is, would it not be weird if you actually saw a mirage in the middle of it while you were looking and you just got thirsty looking for things? And the second one was, what if you actually saw something genuinely horrifying in the desert, like some sort of mafia gang burying someone?
Well, I imagine it. Well, they didn't just strap a camera to a camel and just leave it be.
Well, that's what
I imagine there was someone with the camel.
Insinuating, but you would see the person, wouldn't you, on the camel?
Why? You don't see the Google Street View car? Haha, I've got you there, Johnny Robinson.
Well, they would have to put it quite above the camel's head.
That's weird. There is a place in Plymouth called Camel's Head.
But when you travel a bit further down, is that called the Camel Toe?
I'm refusing to answer that on principle. So my final fact this week, George Foreman named all five of his sons variations of George. George Jr., George III, George IV, George V and George VI. And even two of his five daughters, Georgetta and Frieda George.
The obvious one would have been Georgina, though.
Well, he didn't. He has more adopted children.
He missed a trick.
Well, maybe he didn't want to be too obvious.
Well, he's just called his other children George, so...
Oh, I don't want to be... Georgina, because that would just ruin it.
And then, like, the next one could be Georgina the First.
I suppose so.
Or Georgie. There we go. I think that is a fact cock. The only way you could have gone with that was, if you had kids, what would you call them? And we've had that one before.
Yeah.
And I have got a child called Ruby and another one called Finn.
You're right, don't rub it in. Congratulations.
I am proud.
And you should be.
Yeah, and you will, and your one's going to be called Tripton.
Yeah. See, the more I hear it, the more that name grows on me, which is really worrying. Like, genuinely worrying.
I'm just waiting for the day where, like, hopefully we won't be doing this podcast for 5 years. We would have got something sorted out by then. But if that is the case, or maybe in 5 or 10 years that we're still doing the podcast.
Still do it for fun, Johnny.
Yeah.
Or a reunion podcast.
Indeed. Then, yeah, if we were going to do that and then you were having the babies.
Right.
And then we would just laugh and say, do you remember when we said, oh, yeah, you could call your baby Tripton? And then you're like, yeah, I've got 2 Triptons.
Yes. If I was having triplets, they would be the no, that...
Triplets.
That doesn't work.
Is that a fact got finished?
I believe it is.
No one needs to know. I was ganging on John Gaunt's piss flaps.
I did as well. Hang on, I need to gargle it out.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I'm ready for a bit of shocking news, Johnny.
Indeed.
Good. Manchester police baffled after reports of a dead animal in the canal turned out to be a duvet filled with coconuts. Police were left baffled after a suspicious package found in a canal, thought to be a dead animal, turned out to be a duvet filled with coconuts. Officers in Trafford were called after a walker pulled what he believed to be a bag full of animal bones from the Bridgewater Canal near Longwood Wharf on Stevenson Road in Stretford. The man noticed the suspicious looking package floating in the water at about 4 p.m. on Sunday.
That's just put a weird, horrible image in my head. Sorry.
You're welcome. And took it upon himself to haul it onto dry land. He told police he thought it might be a dead animal because it had a strong odour and was leaking white fluid. It was later discovered the bundle was in fact a duvet filled with coconuts, which had been tightly wrapped and hurled into the water. Officers manning the GMP Stretford account tweeted, "Reports of a bag of bones in the canal, found to be a duvet full of coconuts. Hashtag strange find. It is not known where the unusual package came from, or why someone chose to dispose of the fruit in such a bizarre way." If you could get rid of anything in a duvet, barring a dead body, what would it be?
There's one overlying answer which I'm not going to give because it's totally gross and terrible.
Well, you have to say it now.
No, so I was going to think of something. No. It's something nobody wants to know about.
Johnny.
I can't mention it.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
You can. No. You're doing a me, is what you're doing. It's going, oh, I shouldn't say this. Say it.
But the thing is, it's not a thing, I guess, now. I think it was more when I was probably like a kid. Well, not necessarily a kid, but like a teenager.
Johnny, come on.
I don't even know how to put it into words.
Well, try and use some words.
Okay. The items that were pleasured into at the time.
Oh. That's fine. Like your wank sock.
Yeah.
That wasn't difficult, was it?
I guess not.
Because teenage boys are disgusting, that's why.
Yeah. And like, yeah, back then, I suppose, like, there was quite a lot of it. So, yeah.
Oh.
No, that's changed. I'm going to shut up.
Are you going to be this series as me?
If you want.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, I've got nothing like that to dispose of.
No.
I'm really bad at, like, getting rid of, like, stuff I don't need. Mm. Like, I just will have rubbish just piling up in my room. So maybe that. But that's not very good for the environment, but neither is, like, crusty spunk socks.
Well, it wasn't just socks, but still.
Oh my God. So you're going to have to elaborate now.
Oh, don't know.
See, you're doing a me. It's how the tables have turned.
Like an old pillowcase or something, I don't know.
I mean, it's not okay.
No.
But it's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
No, why, what's the worst thing you have heard?
I read a story on Reddit once about a guy that would masturbate and then just come into a box.
Right.
And he would just keep doing that.
Keep it in a box.
In a box.
Yeah, what would you throw in then? Just some stuff from your bedroom?
Loads of, like, rubber ducks. Right. I'd really confuse people. See, using it for good as opposed to pure evil.
Well, I'm not really sure how good it would be. I mean, you could kill a number of Canadian geese with a duvet cover around, surrounded by plastic ducks.
But it would look fun, wouldn't it?
It would look funny from the outside. It wouldn't look fun as in to say, I wish I was that Canadian goose.
I don't think anyone has ever said, I wish I was a Canadian goose.
I've got a new story if you want to do it.
Sure.
So I was having a look on the interwebs and on the mirror. It says there are trousers that can stop your farts from smelling.
Do you want to know, weirdly, where I first heard this story?
Where?
From my own mother. But carry on, please.
There is some clothes that you can just get and they stop you from farting. Smelling farts, they don't stop you from farting, obviously.
Right.
According to the paper, the fabric neutralises any surreptitious stinks, so the surreptitious stinks scent its way, and then when you wash your kit, it's ready to go again. Apparently, the company called Shreddies has been making them since 2013. Yeah, Shreddies.
Made by Nanas.
Yeah, maybe Nanas knit the filters or something from the bum area that makes it release new smells, I don't know. But apparently they've gone and created some jeans and some pyjamas just to stop it from getting out.
The thing is, right, everyone knows everyone passes gas.
Yeah, we've all got bums.
Just get on with it.
It says Shreddies can be worn by anyone, but they offer perfect solution to treat flatulence issues caused by IBS, gastritis, Crohn's disease.
Oh, brilliant. So not only do these people have, like, debilitating, like, health problems.
Yeah.
That people are now cashing in on this.
Yeah.
That's really shit of them.
Well, that's funny because it's all about farts.
I was like, ah, oh, ha, ha, this is funny, blah, blah, blah. But now, if that's who they're marketing it to, I think that's awful.
What would you replace the fart smell with? What smell would be the best smell to replace it with?
Something floral, I think. Because sometimes people will pass gas and it will smell of whatever they've eaten.
Like, yeah.
I don't think you'd want a food smell. Maybe coffee. Coffee's quite pleasant. Because it would have to be pleasant for you and everyone else around you as well.
Because I thought, what if you had, every time you farted, it smelled like apples? Like apple pie?
Oh.
But the thing is, because it's come out of a bum and I smell apple pie, I'm like, oh, who's cooking apple pie? It'd be like, oh, I just farted. It'd be like, oh, that's come out of your bum, but it smells delicious and I want to eat it.
Yeah, and what you are smelling is someone's poo particles.
Yeah, and you'd be like, I want to eat your bum.
I think someone has sent that to me on a dating website. And I wish I was joking. Oh, no, I've remembered what it was.
What was it?
It was just a guy that emailed me saying, I hope this isn't too forward, but I was wondering if you'd let me tongue fuck your shitbox. So I didn't reply. I just like the fact that he was like, oh, God, I hope this isn't too forward. Oh, this will be awkward. You're right there, Johnny.
Yeah, I was just saying, what?
I just want to know what goes through someone's heads before they send that.
They might have problems.
So many questions. I think it was on Tinder, so... Well, you know the calibre of people that are on Tinder. People like me.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I would imagine that you've not messaged someone asking if you could tongue-fuck their shitbox.
Yes.
So, yeah. Have you ever sent a message similar to those? Do you give as good as you get?
Maybe that's where I've been going wrong all these years. Maybe I just need to reply to any message I get in now with going, that's all well and good, but would you tongue fuck my shitbox?
Yeah.
So yes, Johnny, I do give as good as I get.
So you've kind of avoided it, and the figure of, have you ever sent one like that?
Not specifically like that, no. Because okay. What we're doing now is we're treading very dangerous territory.
Right.
Where we start discussing things that I'm maybe not so comfortable discussing.
Okay.
Which is amazing when you consider what we have discussed on this podcast.
Indeed. Well, especially today as well.
No, we'll save that. That's
okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Help. Oh, God. I feel like I should clarify my awkward avoidance of this. I am a young woman that has grown up in the modern world, and modern people communicate in modern ways. Stop laughing.
Sorry.
So, move on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's a very easy question you could ask now to just get to the bottom of whatever this is that's happening to me now.
What was it?
You were close with the question you asked earlier, but it needs to be slightly more broad than that.
Have you ever sent a message that was similar to the one that similar to the ones that you've received?
When you say similar, what do you mean?
In the same manner, an explicit way.
I have never sent anything that was not reciprocated.
Okay.
Does that make sense as an answer?
Yeah.
Like, it was never sent out of the blue. It was maybe a progression of messages. I mean, this can be a new bit of the podcast if you like.
What, milk something out of... No, that sounds... No!
Can I veto that as an idea?
This week I'm not wanking off on a podcast, but I am wanking off on bread, both end crusts.
So that was the podcast for this week. Episode zero.
For something that was meant to be quite short, hasn't worked.
Anything else to add to that?
So I've had fun tonight. It's been good.
Indeed.
Even if it is like 8 minutes to midnight.
So I have been Johnny Robinson.
And I have not been sexting during this podcast.
I don't know if I'm convinced just because you brought that up.
The lady doth protest too much.
So thank you for having a listen. And tell a friend, because
I thought you said ta-ta friend, and I was like, is this the new
ta-ta
is this
friend.
The new thing? Ta-ta friend.
Well, no, I was, for some reason, I was naturally going into the go and tell a friend, listen to the podcast, but I don't know. Go and tell a friend that you enjoyed the podcast and that they should listen to it now, because it's brilliant.
You're over-egging the pudding. I can't say words.
Over-egging the pudding.
Yes.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, it's when you've got eggs, Johnny. You over-egg the pudding.
Yeah, but what pudding?
The pudding.
What pudding?
The pudding.
Yeah, but custard pie?
No, if you're over-egging the pudding, it means you're putting kind of too much...
eggs in the pudding?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what pudding?
The pudding.
Rice pudding?
The proverbial pudding.
Okay, fine. All right then, well... we'll see you on the next time. I am still Johnny Robinson when the podcast is finished.
And I'm Zoe Fell. Ta-ta, friend.
Ta-ta, friend. Bye.